With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The search for those missing in the catastrophic Texas floods resumes in some areas after a pause for rain.
State officials say 101 people remain missing, including 97 in Kerrville. The July 4th storm killed at least 132, including many children, and most of them in Kerrville. Meanwhile, resident Greg Adkins is hard at work picking through his demolished home.
It's tough, but it's so much better than it could be. I've got so much to be grateful for.
I'm Julie Walker.
Kern County Judge Rob Kelly says he's heard accounts of trailer after trailer after trailer being swept into the river with families in them, and they can't find them, and they have no idea how many there are. Judge Kelly said one trailer was found completely covered in gravel 27 feet below the surface of the river. Sonar crews have been searching the river and local lakes. More are expected to arrive. Pickup trucks have also been found completely buried in the gravel. One of Sesame Street's innocent characters suffers a cybersecurity breach.
Elmo's usual posts of encouragement and kindness on X were taken over by a hacker who posted a string of racist and anti-Semitic messages. The incident happened over the weekend, with the hacker sharing anti-Semitic threats and a profane reference to the Jeffrey Epstein investigation.
Former Spokane City Council President Ben Stuckert is among a group of people indicted by a federal grand jury for a riot against ICE in Spokane. They're accused of using items like garbage cans, cement bags, and benches to block a federal van from moving detainees from Spokane to Tacoma. They're also charged with assaulting federal agents. Following YouTube's effort to get rid of the platform of AI-generated content, Meta plans to do the same. This is SRN News. A look at what teenagers are saying about social media.
Adults have been worried about TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, etc. for some time, and apparently with good reason. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 48% of teens believe that social media is having a negative effect on them and their peers, while nearly half admit they spend far too much time on it. Experts have been warning for years that such platforms introduce kids to pornography, erode their self-esteem, and make them anxious. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is worried about Christians and other religious minorities in Kyrgyzstan after two investigators visited the mostly Muslim nation in June. The commission is advising the State Department to place them on its special watch list. The legislature there recently passed a new religion law that is seen as a tool for persecuting all non-Muslims. This is SRN News. Pentagon is making a $400 million direct investment in a U.S. rare earth producer.
MP Materials last week said the Pentagon would become its largest shareholder, taking a 15% stake in the company, as well as investing billions of dollars to build a 10,000 metric ton magnet manufacturing facility, expected to begin preparing for operations in 2028. James Litinsky, founder and chief executive of MP Materials, says, quote, this initiative marks a decisive action by the Trump administration to accelerate American supply chain independence. MP Materials operates the U.S.'s only rare earths mine in Mountain Pass, California, extracting rare earths that are essential for making weapon systems and electric vehicles. Bernie Bennett reporting.
New York Attorney General Letitia James is spearheading an effort to ban ICE agents from wearing masks when making arrests. This comes at the same time attacks on federal agents by leftists has increased by 700%. More details at srnnews.com.